This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The House Ways and Means Committee passed Trade Promotion Authority yesterday by a vote of 25-13. The bill will now head to the floor in the House and the Senate. Senate Finance Committee Chair Orrin Hatch wants the Senate to act on TPA next month. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Paul Ryan says TPA passage was an important step toward a healthier economy and stronger American leadership in the world. He says TPA will help the U.S. achieve the best trade agreements for American workers and job creators. This week, we commemorate Global Soil Week, Earth Day, and Arbor Day, one of the programs that farmers demonstrate their dedication to caring for our natural resources is the Soil Health Partnership. The partnership begins its second year of programming with an expanded network of demonstration farms growing from 20 to now 40 farms. Iowa farmer Steve Berger says his farm is in a corn and soybean rotation, and they have been no-tilling for more than 35 years to combat soil erosion.
We still felt we needed to improve our soil erosion. Still wasn't holding the soil or hard to keep the residue out there, and so we started adding cover crops here about 15 years ago. And so we've been using cereal rye as our primary cover crop, following corn and soybeans on every acre every year now. The key is that we've stuck with it.
Berger says he has experienced the benefit of soil quality and yields from his conservation efforts focusing on soil health. Berger joined the Soil Health Partnership because of the detailed approach to conservation. He says it was just the next step.
We've been at it a long time. We're comfortable with no-till. We're comfortable with cover crops, but the amount that we know about cover crops is so little. We understand a lot about growing corn and soybeans. We understand the different stages of crop growth. We know what it takes to produce corn and soybeans, but we don't really understand what's going on beneath the soils, the soil biology and the microbiology.
Berger says the advisors with the Soil Health Partnership help him not only improve his crop yields, but also the environment.
I just think there's so much we don't know yet with the soil biology. Now, we've already been out soil testing here about 2 weeks ago. We did an extensive soil test that we laid out 8 strips in an 80-acre field, and so the plot's going to be roughly 40 acres. So we're talking, large field-scale type plots, and got those sent off to 3 different labs measuring the soil quality. We're getting a baseline test, so we're going to understand what's out there. We're going to finally get a look at what kind of quality, or a baseline of what the quality of soil we have out there now. What can we do to improve soil quality?
Berger says that there is a lot to learn, and the Soil Health Partnership helps facilitate the learning process. To learn more, you can visit soilhealthpartnership.org. American farmers and ranchers are leaders when it comes to reducing carbon emissions and improving efficiency in their operations, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. In fact, U.S. agricultural emissions are lower than the global average. Vilsack says it's possible to build on the success in a way that combats climate change and strengthens the American ag economy. Through new initiatives, the ag and forestry sectors will utilize voluntary, incentive-based conservation, forestry, and energy programs to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, increase carbon sequestration, and expand renewable energy production. Through these efforts, USDA expects to reduce net emissions and enhance carbon sequestration by more than 120 million metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent per year by 2025. Which would be similar to taking 25 million cars off the road. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Turkeys and chickens along the Mississippi River Flyway in the Midwest are at risk for catching the flu every year. This year, poultry are even more susceptible due to the outbreak of the highly contagious H5N2. Both the U.S. government and individual poultry operations are taking care to control its spread, but farm manager of the University of Illinois Poultry Research Facility, Chet Utterback, says commercial flocks aren't the only birds at risk.
I would encourage anyone and everyone that has, whether you have 2 chickens, 20 chickens, or 200 chickens, or 200,000, or 2 million chickens, to be very, very diligent in staying away from areas where there are Canadian geese nesting, where there are any waterfowl whatsoever.
Migratory birds of all types stop along their routes at water sources and could be carrying the flu. While humans who come into contact with these birds are not at risk of getting sick, contact with these migratory birds could spell devastation for their flocks if they don't take proper precautions.
The biggest thing people need to realize is how many viruses are there. According to a microbiologist at Penn State who was involved with the outbreak in 2006, in a 1 gram positive sample of manure from a wild waterfowl, which is about the size of a dime, they counted over 1 million flu viruses that have the potential to infect other birds.
Basically, this year it's especially important that biosecurity measures be taken to protect backyard flocks as well as commercially raised birds. Practices like changing clothes and shoes before interacting with your own birds could go a long way to preventing an outbreak at your home. North Clay Packing Company, an Illinois-licensed establishment located in Louisville, is recalling approximately 500 pounds of bratwurst due to misbranding and undeclared allergens. The Illinois Department of Agriculture's Meat and Poultry Inspection announced the recall because the product contains milk, which is a known allergen and was not declared on the product label. The product subject to recall was sold as white 5-pound boxes with plastic liners and labeled Illini Land Bratwurst. The packaging bears the establishment number 476 inside the Illinois Mark of Inspection. The bratwurst was produced on various dates from May 23, 2013 through September 3, 2014 and sold in Colt County. IDOA discovered the potential health hazard during a routine inspection by meat and poultry inspectors. Neither the IDOA nor the company has received any reports of illness due to consumption of the recalled product. Consumers who have questions about the recall can contact the plant's representative, Mike Frost, at 618-665-3151. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. Be sure you tune in to this Saturday's Horse Show, where we'll hear from the president of the Western Dressage Association of Illinois. You can catch the horse show in the morning during the 6 o'clock hour and also over the noon hour. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.